This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So there you are, snug on your couch, streaming your favorite TV show online, and you all of a sudden notice the same couple of ads are repeating over and over and over again every commercial break. Yes, that does sometimes happen on regular TV, but not like this. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson went to find out why.
Let's curl up with some back episodes of Scandal, ABC's rather addictive show about crisis manager Olivia Pope. She often works for and is in love with the president of the United States. There's some high drama with his kids right before a big live interview when we pause for a commercial break.
Larry chooses to trade with Merrill Edge.
At first, I barely noticed Larry, but he keeps popping up in almost every commercial break across 3.5 episodes. No judgment, please.
How did we get like this?
So by the time Olivia Pope starts questioning her life and choices in the season finale, I'm wondering how I could be so annoyed with Larry and his purple V-neck sweater and his love of Merrill's simple pricing structure.
Larry chooses to trade with Merrill Edge. Larry chooses to.
Yeah, that's a very common experience these days.
Jim Nail is an analyst with Forrester Research.
That when you're watching television programs that are streamed either from the network streaming app or some other service, that you see the same ads over and over and over again.
Nail says all this repetition could risk annoying the consumers companies are trying to woo. Part of the problem is that advertisers haven't caught up with the way we binge watch shows online. Seeing Larry a few times in one episode, no big deal. But string a few together, and he gets grating.
Larry chooses to trade with Merrill Edge.
But a bigger reason for all the repetition? Nail says there's still a shortage of online advertisers because we don't have the same kind of data about digital audiences that we do for television. So even though video advertising revenue increased 20% in 2013, many advertisers are holding back.
There aren't enough advertisers comfortable buying to follow the model of broadcast television, which is, 17 minutes of commercials an hour, which means 34 advertisers, give or take.
So in an online show, you might have only a handful of advertisers, which makes a lot more work for Internet Larry than his TV peers. But even Larry has his standards. He probably doesn't want to be next to someone's shaky homemade YouTube videos. Sure, there's tons of content online these days, but Anna Baker with the Interactive Advertising Bureau says the amount advertisers actually want to buy is still relatively small.
The inventory is scarce, so advertisers tend to want to buy all of the inventory.
And Baker thinks there's another reason for some of the repetition. Advertisers want to make sure their message gets through to you while you're checking your email, clicking around the internet, or whatever else you might do to avoid Larry.
Advertising is usually annoying. I think we kind of know that. We may be incredibly annoyed with Progressive because their ad keeps showing up and it's kind of an annoying ad in general.
Making sure you get a great deal. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
But when we want to buy insurance, we know that Progressive is an insurance company.
Larry chooses to trade with Merrill Edge.
And we all now know that Merrill Edge is an investment account. We may well remember that if we're ever in the market for something similar. But I might also remember my grudge against Larry and decide to go with one of his competitors instead. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
We've got a whole series we're doing about exactly this kind of thing, the future of television. It's called Screen Wars, and it lives on our website, marketplace.org.